Okay, we're coming in for the sikkum of the Masechta. I pre-recorded those 8 plot ari for you. I pre-recorded them. So I'm going to give it to you to, you know, the 8 plot that we skipped. Okay, so with Samach Amid Beis, we just finished the sugya of Tos. We went in detail the last 2 weeks into that sugya of where your minion contradicts the metzias of the counting. And the basic halacha was that in order for Tshiva Asiri to get Kedusha, it has to be that you made a tos on the Asiri. But if you didn't make a mistake on the Asiri, then the Achadosor is not going to be Kedush. Right? Achadosor is only going to be Kedush if you didn't call the 10th one the 10th. But if you called it the 10th, then the 11th will not get Kedusha. And that's what we dealt with. What Kedusha does the 11th have? Does it bounce off from the 10th one? Is it a real Tumur? Is it not a real Tumur? So now we're going to start from Amud Beis, right after that sugya. Omar Rove, Yotzu Shnayim B'tshi. So this is really the culmination of all of those cases. Here you have two animals went out, B'tshi. The Hainu number 9 and 10 went out together. That's what it means. When it says Yotzu Shnayim B'tshi, means 9 and 10 went out at the same time. The Koron Shi, and you called both of them number 9. So here, only number 10 has Kedusha. Only number 10 has Kedusha, because number 9 was called number 9. Even number 10 was called number 9. But number 10 gets Kedusha Me'elov, even if you don't call it number 10. Number 9 only gets Kedusha if you call it number 10. Here you call them both number 9. So 9 doesn't get Kedusha. And 10 gets Kedusha because Me'elov Niskadish. That's what he says. That's a very simple. Asiri v'chulun mu'rovin zebezeh. It's one of them is chulun. And therefore, the Asiri Kodesh Me'elov, the 10th one has its own Kedusha, on its own. And she kakarile. And number 9 was called number 9. So number 9 doesn't get Kedusha for sure. 9 was 9 and it was called 9. And 10, although you call 10 9 also, it's not a problem. Because 10 is Niskadosh Me'elov. So right away I have a problem with this case. What makes 9, 9 and 10, 10? Why don't we say that neither of them have Kedusha? Neither of them have Kedusha. There is no 9 and 10. Because there were two ways to qualify the minion. One is by the metzias, right? And one is by you identifying it. There's only two ways, one or the other. L'chaira, if two animals come out together, 9 and 10, so there is no 9 and 10. There's two animals coming out together. Okay, so one, it's not like one of them is 9 and one of them is 10. There's no 10. There's no 10. You could arguably say there's no 9 either. Because you could say 9 has to be 1. But there's clearly no, there's not one of them that's more number 10 than the other. So how could you have this halacha? Asiri v'chulun mu'rovin zeh b'zeh. What does that mean? There is no 10th. There is no 10th. Ready to accept either possibility. You could either say there is no number 10, which is the most logical. There is no number 10. Because you didn't call either of them number 10. And neither of them went out as number 10. They both went out after 8. Right? They didn't follow each other. They went out together. So we're ready to hear both possibilities. One possibility is very similar to what we had Mamish way back, the beginning of the Masechta, when two Bukharim are born together. Efshel Samson, me Efshel Samson, the Olam remembers that sugi. So We spent a lot of time on that sugya. So one of the problems we had when we were learning the sugya was that l'chaira, neither of them should be a b'chol. Neither of them should be a b'chol. Because neither of them is a firstborn. Part of being a firstborn is that you're the only one. If you're not the only one, so you're not the firstborn. You're not the firstborn. We brought that down, if you remember, as a possibility. That's why you needed a posik, a ribui. We asked why do you need a ribui, according to Rabbi Yossi, if you hold that efshel tzamzim. And they both came out together. So why do you need a ribui, that shneim l'Hashem, that both of them are b'chayr. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's metzias, they both came out together. So a whole different shaila discussion there. But one of the nekudas we brought out was that without the Torah being marbe, that there's such an animal alive as two b'chayrim, the argument could be made, even if they came out together, with precision, neither of them is a b'chol. Because you're not a firstborn. There's somebody else that came out also. The Torah has to be mechadish that the title b'chol could be shared. But unless the Torah comes to mechadish that, one can arguably say that neither is a b'chol. Neither is a b'chol. So I'm saying really that same argument that we made at the beginning of the Masechta, you can make over here. Two animals came out together. Now again, if you identify them separately, we don't have a problem. Because that's another way how to make a b'chol, is how you identify it. They don't have to come out at all. Like we discussed parichas. They could all just sit there and you could count them. It also works. B'dievet. That's fine. Or they could become 9 and 10 based on you count them coming out. But here, coming out-wise, they came out together. So there was no 9 and 10. They came out together. And you identified them both as 9. So why would it be chulin? So the Gemara says what we have here is chulin and ma'isim u'rovin zibuzeh. Because number 9 doesn't have kedusha because it's number 9. You called it 9 and it is 9. And number 10 has kedusha on its own. So even though you called it 9, it has kedusha. Shkoyach, who's number 10? They came out together.
Is it just that if you don't know which one it is, or it can't be one? Neither one can be identified as number 10 if they came out together.
Exactly. And you didn't identify. Well, you not one second. You could identify whatever you want because you don't need them to come out at all in order to identify it. But you did. No, you did. You identified them both as 9. So now we're left with what happened. What happened is they came together. So the way I see it, without the Gemara, there's two options that both of them would make sense. Option one is they're both number 10. Because they both were mashlim 10. Right? Now I have 10. What made that number 10? Both of them. Joint effort. I hear that. It's possible. I also hear a possibility, like we said by Bukhar, two Bukharim come out together. Neither of them are a Bukhar. Because if you can't identify yourself as the one that was Mashlam, number 10, you're not number 10. I'm okay with both. But how could you say one of them is number 10? That's what I'm saying. Wasn't identified as number 10 and it didn't come out as number 10. It didn't come out as the number 10. So how could one of them... Exactly. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying 9 and 10 are mixed. Chulin and Kachim, Urav and Zebazeh. And the Gemara gives us explanation. And the whole explanation is a Pella. The Gemara says, well, 9 is 9, because you called it 9. And 10 got Kiddush on its own, because it was number 10. But it wasn't number 10. It wasn't more number 10 than number 9, that you just said doesn't have Kiddush. Because you identified it as number 9. Yehuda, I mean, you haven't been here for a while, so you may be bent out of shape a little bit. Which one is 9?
Doesn't matter. Just like you just said a moment
ago. I just asked you which one is 9.
One of them.
What which one?
One of them. You picked one of them as number 9.
But you didn't.
They're both number 9, right?
Oh, so both number 9.
Both number 9.
Okay.
At one split second, whichever one is number 9, the other one is double.
Again, which split second is that happening? I'm just asking, when? B'stichayeka, you could give me a time. When? When did number 9 turn into number 9? And now the other one takes the oil of number 10. When did that happen? Technet. The Gemara is saying that what happened is one of them wears the mantle of number 9, and then number 10 is me'elov, the Scottish. That's the whole point of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying the reason why number 9 remains number 9 because you called it number 9. And the reason why number 10 becomes Kodesh is because once it's number 10, so now it's Me'elov Niskadesh. So I'm asking you, what's the Me'elov? And Rabbi said, I don't know if you realize how difficult this is, because if you remember, we had a whole Sameach several weeks ago. And the Sameach says that Asiri Me'elov Niskadesh is only where there's only 10 in the deer. The Or Sameach says, let's say you have 100 animals in the deer, and you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and you stop by 9. He says, then there is no 10th one in there that gets Kedusha. Why not? Because it's not number 10. You know what I'm saying, Yehuda? So in order for 10 to get Kedusha Me'elov, it has to be self-identified as number 10. And here, you have the ultimate confusion, because they both came out together. That's a different issue. That's a different issue. Is our sugya going with the halach of Yefshel Samson? No, it's not going Yefshel Samson, because then the whole Ke'echot case is not applicable. The whole idea that they came out... So our Gemara is going with one of two possibilities. Either Yefshel Samson, or even more Mistavra, is that even if you hold Yefshel Samson, if to the naked eye it appears that they came out together, then halachically, there is no one that comes before the other.
That's why this is not an issue. It is actually a concept, and also that's not an issue, because there are 10. It's just he didn't designate the number. He designated both of them. But it's clear there's a set. There's a sample set here of 10. It's just the last two are both.
There are 10 animals.
Correct.
But has any one been identified as 10?
No.
So is any one of the... What's the chiddush? There's no pasuk. He's saying a svar. So what's the... It's Rav Asfar. What's Rav Asfar?
That when it's a something, and we have this sort of set that is identified as a set of 10, even though you mistakenly called the last two 9, one is 9 and one is 10.
Which one?
He designates 1 9 and 1 10.
He doesn't. That's the whole point. Why is he saying it's Muhammad? He's saying it's not designated. He's saying we're left with a chon pat. Rav is paskening now. You have to let them get a mum, because right now you have a cholon pot of 9 and 10 together. So it's not getting designated. Not by him, and it's never getting designated. You're left with a cholon. And he's saying the reason why you're left with a cholon is because there's a number 9 here that you identified as number 9. And then there's a number 10 that became Kodesh Me'elov. So I'm asking you, which one is which? You see what I'm saying? That would also be good. You would have no problem with that either. If Rava would say, okay, now your job is to call one of them number 9 and the other one is number 10. No problem with that either. That's not what he says. So really, the Gemara alone is very difficult. And that's why it bothers me less if Eliashiv has a big shtickle on this Gemara with the Rambam. The Rambam ignores our Gemara. Because let's read the next case. Zokdel. What happens if he called them 10? So now they both have Kedusha. Asiri Uchim Muravin Zebazeh. They're Muravin. Okay? 9 and 10 is Me'urav. You called them both number 10. So it's Kilu, you called 9, 10. Right? And 10, 10. Right? So they both have Kedusha. So the halacha is they both have Kedusha. One of them is supposed to be brought as a kol. And one of them is supposed to be eaten b'mumay, right? So now that's it. So you have asiruchi mu'av not chulim. It's asiruchi not lamais. If somebody would use one of these animals, it would be chayv because both of them have kedusha. Number 9 has kedusha because you called it number 10, and number 10 has kedusha because you called it number 10, and it is number. Okay. My timer. Tavayu asiri kogila. Fine. Yotsu shnayim ba'asiri. The koron asiri. So here, you call both number 10 and 11 asiri. So the halacha is asiri ve'achadoso mu'rovin zebuze. Then it's a cholent of 10 and 11. And they're both kodesh. They're both kodesh. Koron achadosor. But if you call 10 and 11, 11, then again you have asiri v'chulin mu'rovin zebuzin. Then you have 10 and 11, you have chulin and kodeshim mu'rovin zebuzin. So basically what Rava did was, he summed up everything we learned till now, and he just gave us a case where it happened simultaneously. We learned all of this already. But till now we learned that it happened orderly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then you mixed up what you called number 9 and what you called number 10 and what you called number 11. But there was a 9, 10, and 11. That was, Rava's coming in now and saying, I have a case where 9, 10, and 11, the Metzias got mixed up. Not because you counted it wrong. You may have counted it wrong too. And that's Rava's Chiddush, that we treat it in the same fashion. That if 9 and 10 come out together and you called it 10, we treat it as though 9 came out, 10 came out, and you called 9, 10. They both have Kedusha. That's what he's trying to be Mechadish. And if 10 and 11 came out together and you called it 10, it has the same halacha like if you called number 11, 10. Which 11 gets Kedusha. So the Gemara basically asks, what's the Chiddush of Rav? What's Rav's Chiddush? Now really, that question alone is a pella. What's Rav's Chiddush? Rav's Chiddush is what we just said. That we're now fabricating numbers, we're making believe as though there's a number 9, 10, and 11. There really isn't. One case was there were 2 9s, and one case there were 2 10s. And the Gemara goes and says, what's the Chiddush of Rava? What's the Chiddush of Rava? So it's a huge Chiddush. The Gemara at the end comes out that Rava's Chiddush is that number 11 has Kedusha, even though you didn't uproot number 10. Meaning, till now we said that if you call number 10, number 10, and then you call number 11, number 10, no Kedusha. You have to call number 10, 9, and then you can call number 11, 10. Here, Rav is telling us you call number 10 and 11, 10. And Rav's Chiddush is that since they came out together, you don't need to uproot number 10 in order for number 11 to have Kedusha. But rather, you call them both 10, it's also Kedusha. That's what the Gemara said. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. That's Rava's Chiddush. Now understand what's going on here, Bechlal. What do you mean, what's Rava's Chiddush? Rava's Chiddush is huge. Rava's Chiddush is that even though we have no 9, and we have no 10, and we have no 11, we have pairs of 2 that came out, and they're not identified what they are, right? And you went ahead and you went along with the cholent, right? So man yemar, that anything happens. The Rav is saying a huge chiddush. He's saying that if two animals come out together, we make believe like they came out one after the other. And at the same time, we make believe they came out together because after all, we're giving number 11 Kedusha. Even though you call number 10, 10, which normally if number 10 walked out and then number 11 walked out, and you call 10, 10, then you can't call 11, 10. It won't do anything. The only time number 11 gets Kedusha is if you call number 10, 9. But if you call number, you cannot call two animals 10, 10. It doesn't work. The halach is if you call number 10, 10, then number 11 gets nothing. Number 11 is chulin chulin. Okay? So Rava here rewrote the whole, everything we learned. Number one, he was machadish, that when 9 and 10 come out together. So there really is no 9 and 10. We imagine that there's a 9 and 10. And therefore, when you said 9, we look at it as though there was a number 9 that you called 9. And there was a number 10 that you called 9. And 10 gets Kedusha on its own. That's a huge Chiddush. And then, he said, when 10 and 11 come out, and you call them 10, we also look at it like there's a 10 and then an 11. Chiddush number one, which is already what he said before. And we also look at it like they're coming out together, because if we wouldn't, then 11 wouldn't have Kedusha, because you never uprooted number 10. Do you hear what's going on? Rava's saying such tremendous Kedusha, and the Gemara is basically saying, what's Rava's Kedusha? From beginning to end, Rava's saying huge Kedusha. And in the case of 10 and 11, he's basically giving out two mantles that contradict each other, that self-contradict. Because 10 and 11, he gives them both Kedusha, based on the halacha that we have, that 10 and 11 can have Kedusha, if you mix up 10 and 11, and you call 11 10, it has Kedusha. So number one, he's saying, just like I told you by 9 and 10 when they come out together, I look at it as though 9 and 10 walked out together. When 10 and 11 walk out together, I also look at it like they walked out one after the other. And I'm going to give Kedusha to number 11. At the same time, normally, number 11 only gets Kedusha if you call number 10, 9. And here you call number 10, 10. No, but since it happened together, so I don't care that you didn't uproot number 10. So what in the world's going on here? It's Marafi Zigri. And the Gemara makes it out like it's simple. Alza's portion. Then read the Gemara again. Says the Gemara, Yotzu shnayim ba'asiri v'koran asiri. Asiri v'achadaso muravin zeh bezeh. 10 and 11 are mixed up. Koran achadaso, but if you called it 11, asiri v'chulam muravin zeh bezeh. Because then you have 10 and 11, and you call number 10, 11. So 10 has Kedusha because on its own it has Kedusha. And 11 doesn't have Kedusha because it's 11 and you called it 11. Okay. Hasulamali. Hainuach. Kamash malon. Kol bevasachas. Since it happened together. Tarvayu kokachi. They both have Kedusha. Even though number 10, you didn't uproot the identity of number 10 by calling it number 9, doesn't matter. Since 10 and 11 came out together, so we're not so makbid that number 10 should be uprooted in order to give Kedusha to number 11. We'll give Kedusha to number 11 anyway. So you're calling it number 11 and number 10 at the same time. That's Rava's oiftu. You're calling it number 10 and 11 at the same time. That's it. Okay. Says the Gemara Yosef Rav Kahane v'komalei Shmaitze. He said over this member, and he said, "Omalei Rav Ashit Rav Kahane." What do you mean? How does number 11 get kedusha? V'aloi lo'inek Hashem asiri mimena. It never, Number 10 was never uprooted. It was called number 10. Hanimili zachal zeh. That's only if it's one after the other. Awasachas tovayu kachshi. Says the Gemara. What do you mean? Bezachal zeh behedik tonilu. That's a beferish mishnah. Kol uchi asiri. Lasiri asiri. Ula achadaso asiri. Ein echad meyam kodesh. Ein achadaso kodesh. 11 is not kodesh. Because since you call number 10, 10. Number 11 gets no Kedusha. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, is that klal? Anytime you didn't uproot the 10th one, 11 is not Kodesh. Lasuyimai. What's that adding? It must be Lasuyim b'vasachas. So the Gemara is asking, that what are you telling me that Rav is being Mechadish? That if 10 and 11 come out together, and you call them both 10, that it's okay? And why is it okay? Because as long as they come out together, we don't care that you didn't uproot number 10 from number 10. Basically, what the Gemara seems to be saying, loosely, the Gemara seems to be saying is that if number 11 is a shtickel number 10 anyway, because it came out together with number 10, we're not as makpid that the identity of number 11 should be based on the fact that number 10 was misidentified. Basically, the number 11 can only be counted as number 10 if two things occur, normally. One, you called it number 10. Two, there was a misidentification on number 10, on the real number 10. But if there wasn't a coherency between 10 and 11, then 11 doesn't get Kedusha. So what the Gemara seems to be saying is, Rav is being mechadish. When do we need that number 10 should be misidentified in order for number 11 to have Kedusha? That's only if number 11 doesn't have another reason why it should be able to be identified as number 10. Dahainu, it came out together with number 10. If it came out together with number 10, so long that you called it number 10, that's good enough. Yeah. Which just, it's more and more difficult what's going on. Because it even makes it more difficult to understand which one is 10 and which one is 11. They came out together. The reason why it's okay, the reason why number 11 gets Kedusha anyway, is because it came out together. What? Yeah, so there is no number 11. The only reason why it's a number 11 is because it's really number 10. That's what the Gemara is basically saying. Because if it would be number 11, it wouldn't be good because you call number 10, 10, which dismisses your number 11 being called 10. But no, the Gemara says it's okay. It's okay because number 11 went out together with number 10. So what does that mean? It means it's also number 10. So you're basically saying, because it's also number 10, I don't care that you didn't mislabel number 10. So now I label two behemoths 10. So which one is 10 and which one is 11? They're both 10. And the only reason why they're both 10 is because they're both 10. If they would be 10 and 11, they wouldn't be an 11. That's the whole point. The only reason why there's two 10s here is because they're both 10s. Because if it would be 10 and 11, then 11 wouldn't have Kedusha because I didn't misidentify 10. I know what's going on. The logic doesn't work. The ganze Mishkan doesn't work. It doesn't work. Yank, if you look like you have something, you have to yell a little bit because I'm used to Zev screaming. By now he would be screaming. It's poshut. What do you mean? It's poshut. The fact that what? Right? No, 10 and 11 came out.
Right, so now 10 and 11
came out.
But really, there is some sort of identification.
9, 10
and 11.
Which one?
More.
What's more?
See, but there's nothing that self-identifies. Maybe there's something self-identified because you weren't counting up until that point. That counts.
But then I stopped. So I stopped counting. So now there was no 10 and 11. There were two. Right? So you're telling me I could have now continued my counting and gone 10 and 11. I agree. But I didn't do that. I called them both 10. And there's nothing about one over the other that makes this one number 10 or this one number 10. And that's precisely why the Gemara is saying they both have Kedusha. Because normally number 11 can only have Kedusha if you mislabeled number 10. But the Gemara says over here, it doesn't matter that I didn't mislabel number 10, because number 11 came out together with number 10. So the only way to understand what the Gemara is saying, L'chaira, is that number 11 is just as much number 10 as number 10. And therefore, I don't care. Why should number 11 not be Zoicha to Ishtaimel? It's also number 10. Came out together. When does number 11 need to earn Ishtaimel with number 10 being punched out? That's because number 11 is number 11. But here it came out with number 10. So therefore, it's Roy for Ishtaimel anyway. You gave it Ishtaimel. Fine, so that's Ishtaimel. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. So the Gemara says that's the bottom line. That's the Chiddush. V'asachas tovayu kachi. So the Gemara asks a kasha, what do you mean? But the Mishnah itself broke it up to two cases. The Mishnah gave the case 9, 10, and 11. And the Mishnah said if you call 10, 10, and 11, 10, it's no good. And then the Mishnah went, Zaklal! In order for 11 to have Kedusha, 10 has to be mislabeled. So the Gemara says the only thing Zaklal could be marb is Bevasachas. So how could you tell me Bevasachas has a maila? It's already included in the Mishnah that Vasachas doesn't have a maila. Because the Mishnah basically told me 9, 10, 11. And if you do 10, 10, and then 11, it doesn't work. And then the Mishnah made a klal. And the klal must be adding even if they came out together. So how could Rava say not like that? That's the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, loy, la'asuya yotza asiri v'loy dibel. Number 10 went out and you said nothing. So not you uprooted it, but not that you said anything. And then number 11 walked out. The loy yotza shem asiri emenu. Never uprooted number 11. Number 10. Tiloy te'mahochem. The Gemara says like this, it must be that if they come out together, they have Kedusha. Like Rover. And one didn't come out before the other. And you called it 10. Asiri v'acharaso mu'uravim. Ay, v'loy neko shem asiri. Ela, mishum v'amrinon. If they come out together, they both have Kedusha, even if you call them 10 together. Says the Gemara, Yimishimol lo yawya. Dochamay askinon, the kodem chad minayu v'apik reshe. Number 10 stuck out his head. Not his body, but his head. V'kal yeyach adoso. And you called him 11. V'hodal iriv. Then he went back in. And then v'nofik ba'dadu, then they came out together. So basically, the case of the Mishnah would be: this is not Rovin. 9 went out. Okay, 9 behemoths went out. Number 10 stuck out its head, and you said, "Oh, that's number 11." Then number 10 went back in, and then 10 and 11 walk out together, and you called it 10. So in that case, it has Kedusha because you want Oiker, the Shem Asiri, from the Asiri, by when its head came out, you called it 11. So that's the case. The Gemara is basically saying, that would be the case of the Mishnah. And Mele, that's not Rava's case. That's the case of the Mishnah. So here the Achronim ask a Gevaldige Kasha. In order for Behemoth to be called counted, it needs to be most of its body is out. Roshi v'rubay. Roshi doesn't help. So what does the Gemara mean that the head stuck out? The head doesn't do anything. I mean, obviously that's what the Gemara is trying to say.
Because otherwise the Gemara could have said it came out completely. Right? The Gemara goof is trying to say such a case. It stuck its head out. Why does the Gemara say, you counted it, number 11. 10 walked out, you counted 11. Then it ran back in. Now it came out together with number 11. And you called them 10. So this is the kasha they ask. The Rambam says, this is Perek Ches Halacha Yud Beis. And if the tle stuck out its head and body, then it's called counted. So the Rambam says, clear here again, it's Perek Ches, B'chayrus Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam says clearly that in order to be counted, you have to stick out your head, the animal has to stick out its head and body. And body. The kasha is, so the rikarka says on the Rambam, Hari besugin iso, shehoitzi roi shei buvad. So it's just a head. Anyway, so this is the kasha, the rikarkas, and the chazanish is even on this by us in the sugin. And Rav Yashiv talks about this. So that's one problem. So basically, the whole sugya shver from really Meireshabad Gemira, the end of the sugya is very difficult to understand. What's going on here with 10 and 11? On the one hand, we're calling it 10. On the other hand, we're calling it 11. And we're using both. We're using conflicting lumdas together. That's also very difficult. The whole idea that the Gemara names on that Rav has no chiddush to say is a pella, because Rav Lachar is a huge chiddush. And then the maskana of the Gemara, which is that there's something called Roishai, and there's something called Roishai Verubai, for sure, for regular counting, the Rambam says you need most of the animal, which makes sense. Kol HaTorah Kula, you need Roishai Verubai in order to count, be counted. And for some reason, the Gemara is saying, in order to mislabel number 10, it's enough just for the head to stick out. If the head stuck out and you mislabeled it, that's basically what seems to be saying. What the Gemara seems to be saying is that although the head alone is not called counted, but it's enough, the animal stuck its head out, it's enough that we could say it was mislabeled, and therefore the fact that you identified it as 11 gives you the opportunity to now call number 11 10. Even though, when they both came out together, you called them both 10. So l'chaira now, whatever mislabeling you did before, which wasn't really accounting, now when it really came out, you counted it as number 10. Now when it really came out, you counted it as number 10, not as number 11. So basically, you mislabeled it when it wasn't really called counted. And when it's really counted, you labeled it correctly. So again, Meirei Shabbat Gemira, this thing is very difficult. So I'll tell you like this. It's a big chiddush what I'm going to tell you, but I think it's the only way to learn. And I have a raya from one of the achronim that they definitely understood this way. The Rambam, by the way, ignores our sugya. The Rambam comes in our sugya, and the Rambam basically ignores the difference between 9 and 10, and 10 and 11. The Gemara seems to be saying that 9 and 10, if you call it 9, okay, so there's no Kedusha, only to number 10. Right? That's the whole Memra of Rava. That if you call 9 and 10, 10, right? So then 9 and 10 have Kedusha. But if you call 9 and 10, 9, they don't have Kedusha. That's the whole point of our Gemara. I mean, that's what we learned about the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, so going back to that theme of original
The Torah was mechadish that for 9 and 11, you can miscount, and your miscounting will have halachic ramifications. And the Torah basically said number 9 can be miscounted as number 10. Number 10 could be miscounted as either 9 or 11. Miscounted as anything else, it's still going to get Kedusha. And number 11, provided that number 10 was miscounted, number 11 could also get Kedusha if it's called number 10. No, number 9 is not two channels, it's only number 9. But since you're calling it number 10, the Torah gives it Kedusha.
But it's an overlay.
It's not an overlay.
It's a
no, but I don't know what you mean by overlay. What do you mean by an overlay?
That it's a new... The actual thing is the
10th
should be...
What do you mean should? The same Torah that said number 10 has Kedusha. Said at number 9, if it's called number 10, gets Kedusha.
Because of the person, right?
Because of your minion. But if you call number 8, number 10, it won't have Kedusha. Only number 9. Okay? And number 11 also could get Kedusha, provided that you didn't call number 10, number 10. And here we're dealing with cases that you called number 9 and 10, 9. Number 9 and 10, 10. Number 10 and 11, 10. That's what we're dealing with. That's the challenge we're dealing with. And the Gemara says very simply, 9 and 10, if you call it 9, only Kedusha to number 10. The big question mark is, who's number 10? There is no number 10. There's two 9s. Or there's two 10s. There's no 9 and 10. That's the big question mark on that. If you call them both number 10, then they both have Kedusha. Yes, correct. 9 has Kedusha of 9 that was called 10, and 10 has Kedusha of 10. And if you call 10 and 11 10, then they both have Kedusha. Kedusha of number 10. Number 11 normally doesn't get Kedusha unless you mislabeled number 10. The Gemara says since they came out together, so therefore, number 11 still gets Kedusha. But the Gemara is clearly saying that there is a number 11 here, and there is a number 10 here. And we don't understand what that is. We also don't understand how number 11 could get Kedusha if number 10 wasn't mislabeled. The only reason the Gemara says it could is because it came out with number 10. So you're telling me it's number 10. At the same time, you're telling me it's number 11. So what's going on with that? Now the Rambam ignores our Gemara. The Rambam seems to say there's no difference. When 9 and 10 came out together, there's no difference if you called it 9 or you call it 10. Our Gemara says there's a huge difference. If you call it 10, then they're both Kodesh. 9 is Kodesh because it was called number 10. 10 is Kodesh because it gets Kedusha Me'elov. Right? That's our Gemara. If you call them 9, the Gemara says only number 10 gets Kedusha. Because number 9 was called 9. And number 10 gets Kedusha Me'elov. So according to our Gemara, there's a huge difference between 9, calling 9 and 10, 9, and between calling 9 and 10, 10. And that's what Rava was saying. Rava was saying if you call 9 and 10, 10, then they both have Kedusha. No different than if you called 9, 10, and then 10, doesn't matter what you call it because it is number 10. And if you call them 9, then Rava said there is no Kedusha on number 9, only number 10 has Kedusha. And you basically have Chulin in this mix. The Rambam brings down the Halach of our Sugi, and the Rambam Zachta Zeh. He says that when Rava says his Halach, Yotzat Shiv Asiri Kechot, if 9 and 10 go out together, Bein shekolo shneim asiri. Bein shekolo chi. Shneim mukdashim. V'yaychlu b'mumah. Mamish apela. Mamish apela. Apela. So this old
The Rambam basically ignores our Gemara. He says 9 and 10 is the same, whether you call it 10, whether you call it 9, they both have Kedusha. Which goes back to our question, to begin with, which we understand the Rambam. In Svara, it makes sense what the Rambam says. The Rambam is saying. And then, by the way, that would be a huge Kiddush. Two animals come out together. They both have Kedusha. Even though the Chorid is no 9 and 10. But Lamaisa Agamar is saying not like that. Lamaisa Agamar is saying not like that. So I want to be more you one Nakuda. And again, it's a very big Kiddush, but I'll show you the Nezer HaKiddush. Muchach understands it that way as well. I'll tell you a big Kiddush. Our Gemara never uses the word Keachot. When Rava talks, he does not use the terminology Keachot. Look at Rava. From the beginning to the end, Rava says Yotzer Shnayim. Again, we assume he means Keachot. But if you look at Rava's Lashon, Yotzer Shnayim. Yeah. Same thing. Yotzer Shnayim Basir. Okay? Till the end of the Gemara says Bavasachas. In Rava's memory, there's not one word. Now, if you look in Tosefta, look in the back of the Masechta, all the way in the back, and you'll see that the Rambam's din and Rava's din is L'chayra Beferishat Tosefta. Beferishat Tosefta. Which for some reason the Gemara doesn't seem to be bothered. Look at the back, it's Tosefta on Becheris. Last, after the Masechta, it's the last. You guys got it? The Sefta? Perek Zayin, Mamish the end. Halacha Zayin. Okay, I'll read it for you for those that don't have it. Ketzer Ma'asron. Maimini Mesemi Bechutz. You take the mothers outside, and the children walk out to greet the mother. Vabonim Yetzim Likros. Now listen to this. Yotza Shmini Uchi Ke'echot. If 8 and 9 go out together, Hareza Mashta Malam. So you just have to get a number 10. Hachi Vasiri. If 9 and 10 go out together, Yiru Ache Yistavu. They both have Kedusha. Yiru Ache Yistavu. Exactly the halach of the Rambam. Exactly the halach of the Rambam. 9 and 10 go out together, they have Kedusha. The Tosefta doesn't make any distinction between if you called it 9, you called it 10, or how you called it, or what you called it. Tosefta also uses the Lashon that they went out, both of them went out. Okay. Now, if you look at the Rambam sticks with the Lashon of the Tosefta. Yotzu Shneihem Ke'echot. Yotzu Shneihem Ke'echot. They went out together. So I want to tell you a simple idea. I think it's really poshut. Obviously, Rav is not saying the Tosefta. Rav is not saying the Tosefta. Rav is saying Rav. Rav has Rav's din. Tosefta is Tosefta's din. The only difference that you could say between Rav and the Tosefta, Tosefta uses the words Ke'echot. And the Tosefta paskins that Shiva Asiri have Kedusha. And doesn't base it on the fact that Shiva Asiri have to come out separately. Shiva Asiri have Kedusha no matter what. Even whether you call it 9, whether you call it 10, doesn't make a difference. The pshat you could say is very simple. There are many sugyas hashas in Kotshim and other places to the muchrach that when two things happen simultaneously, and they both have reasons that they should have Kedusha, they get Kedusha. Even though if you would have done one after the other, they wouldn't have gotten Kedusha. But since, Lamashal, somebody's Makdish and Mincha, instead of being Makdish one lug of Shemen, he's Makdish two lugim of Shemen. So the Gemara says they both have Kedusha. Hey, Minayim Mafkis. Now, if a guy would be Makdish one lug, and then another lug, the second lug wouldn't get Kedusha. But there's a Svara called Hey Minayim Mafkis. Hey Minayim Mafkis means, literally, if you have a Sibah, an equal Sibah for both of them, they both work. Now, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Zechet Tzadik Levrocha, in his Shari Chaim and Kedushin, he talks about the rule of Kol She'ene B'zeh Achazeh, Afilu B'vasa Achazeh, that when you have two things happening one after the other, if they wouldn't be able to happen one after the other, they can't happen together either. And he has this kasha from Bukhoris, from many cases. He says like this, V'hinei tenan b'b'choyres, yoldu shnei schorim. The Gemara says that it's, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Kodesh. Why don't we say kol she'ene b'zeh achazeh, afilu v'asa achazeh? V'nira mizeh, the klal, kol she'ene b'zeh achazeh, afilu v'asa achazeh, rak heichon de'echot soy seres Hashem. Where one contradicts the other. Two achoyas. If you marry Rochel, you can't marry Leah. And if you marry Rochel, the Kedushin of Leah are not going to work. And the Kedushin of Rochel are going to be mafkia, the Kedushin of Leah. So these two Kedushins conflict each other. Zogt b'chaim shmulevitz. B'chahai gavn, if you try to do it together, they're just going to fall apart. Kol she'ene b'zach hazeh. The pshat is, when you have two things that are trying to happen together, that if they would happen one after the other, A would knock off B, and then you try to make them happen together, they self-destruct. He says, but if the only reason why B wouldn't be chal is because you can't have two A's, not because A is a contradiction with B, it's just that you can't have two A's, then if you try to put them together, they're both going to activate. That's what Chaim Shulevitz is Yisoid. And that Yisoid could be sustained from many, many places in Shas. That the only time we say, when you do two things together, that's why Ein Issa Chalal Issa. The Rishonim ask, Ein Issa Chalal Issa, but if it's Bavasachas, it's Chal. Right? If two Issa map it together, they're Chal. What do you mean? Kol She'ene B'Zachazah, Fidu B'Zachazah. Why do two Yisurim happen simultaneously? They can't happen one after the other. So why don't they? The Teretz is the same Teretz. Ein Issa Chal Issa is not because Issa A contradicts Issa B. It's because there's no room. It's Sova Lo Issa. The Issa is full already. There's no room for the second Issa. If they happen together, Hei Minayim Afkis, which one do you push away? They both happen together. Because they don't individually contradict each other. They don't individually contradict each other. It's just that an Issa can't be Chal on top of another Issa. B'chai Gavna, when you make it together, they're both Chal. B'chai Gavna, when you make it together, they're both Chal. That's the rule. That's what he's saying. That's what Chaim Shulevitz is saying. That whenever you have two things that wouldn't happen one after the other, but if they come together, and you have no reason to say that this one contradicts the other one, then they're going to come in conjunction, and they're going to both be chal. That's pshat in this Tosefta. That's pshat in this Tosefta. If 9 and 10 go out together with precision, hey minayim afkes, which one are you going to pull out? Hey minayim afkes. They both could be mashal number 10. Yehuda Yosvara, we have 10 now. What made this group become number 10? These two animals attributed to the fact that we have 10 here. They both did. They both get the winning score. That these two animals created were mashlim asor. Hey minayim afkis. Memela, they both have a shame ma'aser. And that's the pshat in the Tosefta. And one second, and Rava's not talking about the case of the Tosefta. Tosefta is a case where they're equal footing. There is nothing about one that's more than the other. So they both are number 10. Or they both mashlim 10. They both created the shlemus of 10. In Memele, b'chai gavne, zok the Tosefta, they both have kedusha. Comes the Rambam in his Mishnah Torah, and he records this halacha. If two animals come out ke'echod, they both have kedusha. Ask the Achronim, what the Rambam forgot our Gemara? No. He's recording a Tosefta. Tosefta says if they come out together. So what's the case of Rava? Rava's case is simple. Two animals came out from the whole, now that I'm going to tell it to you, you'll see it's pashut. The whole sugi is muchach, there's a 9 and 10. Otherwise, our original question, what are you calling 9 and 10? There was a 9 and 10. But there was no halachic 9 and 10. The Hainu, 9 did not fully emerge before number 10 came out. So even though there was a 9 and 10, okay, so there was one that came out before, one came out as before number 10, but it didn't emerge enough that it was already counted. Less than Rosh Yivruva. Exactly. Exactly. That's the end. The Gemara says only Rosh. But the Gemara gives a case of Rosh where you identified it and where you didn't identify it. Rava's Chiddush is even if you didn't identify Rosh as a miscount. That's the end result of the Gemara. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But really, all along, the Gemara is talking about a case where there is a 9 and 10, but it's ke'echot. 9 and 10 came out halachically together. There was a 9 and 10. Do you follow what I'm saying? There was a 9 and 10. But halachically, 9 and 10 came out b'chi. That's the Lashon of Rava. Yotzo chi v'asiri, yotzo b'chi. Number 10 came out while number 9 was coming out. So somebody would ask you, do we have a 9 and 10 here? The answer is like this. Halachically, no. Because halachically, when 9 was still coming out, halachically, number 10 came out. So we halachically, we didn't have a 9 and 10. We had a set of 9, but we had a set of 9 and 10. That's what I'm trying to tell you. We had a set of, you're probably very happy, because this is what you were trying to get. No, this is what you were This is what your goal was. This was your goal. Mission accomplished. So the emphasis is, so that's what you have now. You have a 9 and 10 coming out halachically as a group. Thus kommt Rava. Says Rava, that since Lamaisa there's a 9 and a 10, right? So now, if you call them both 10, what you basically did is you called... You don't have the svar anymore. Which one is 10? They're both the same. They're not both the same. One of them has more of a reason to be number 10 than the other. So now we look at it like there was a 9 and a 10, and you mislabeled it. Oh, so what? So what? The 9 it was called 10. So it gets Kedusha, it's a 9 that was called 10. And 10 gets Kedusha. Now the end of the sugya also makes Kevaldic sense. The end of the Gemara said, we asked the Kasha, what's number 11? Number 11 came out while number 10 was still being halachically identified. And therefore, you don't have to be oikel, the Shem Asiri, in order for number 11 to be mislabeled, because number 11 is being labeled before number 10 could have completely been labeled. Exactly. Everything stims. The Rambam, the Sugi, everything, the Kanzazach. Okay, we'll stop here. My voice, anyways, expired. Rabbosai, next week, so this week there's going to be all the shiurim on the two prokem that we, the Mumei prokem, the eight plot, will be on the shul, on the website. And next Sunday, we're going to make a siyum on Bukhairis. Bulinena, we'll finish, make a siyum. And the following week, I want to start Tomit. It's the only Mesechta we're missing from the small masechtas,
And Belinet, I would like to finish by Pesach. It's only 8 plat. I think we could finish by... So in other words, in 2 weeks, we'll start Tomit. Next week, we'll make a Siyam HaMacharis. Okay.
Meat falls into... dairy milk falls into a pot and it would be bought. Is this, if they came down together, they wouldn't be bought? Because they're coming in together.